This episode is brought to you by KG Productions.
How can one focus and accelerate in spiritual if our material world is in tatters or consumed with it totally? How to attain momentum or velocity to come out of it? It's a lengthy question. Okay, I understand. All right. This person is consumed with the material world, which means, like I just now said, time is consumed in the material world a lot. You spend too much of your time and energy trying to do your work, or trying to please your family members, or trying to attain some personal objectives, like getting some degrees and whatever that you wish to, or you want to become actors, or you want to become big writers or whatever. So your time gets consumed there, isn't it? So the material world is taking up more of your time. So how do you focus and accelerate in spiritual? The first one I explained to you was time. Take time out. What is the next? The next is, just the way you studied in your school and college, you spend time studying some subject. You are doing your PhD, or if you are doing your master's, naturally you are spending certain amount of time of your life in that. Even in nowadays, you see master's course in photography, master's course in this, painting, and God knows all those kind of things are there. You are going to spend how many hours in a week? Say 24 hours in a month or something like that. Approximately 1 hour per day you are going to read that stuff. And you may end up getting one certificate which says, oh, you are now a master in photography. Why are you getting that master's? What makes you get that master's certificate? The answer is, so that I can be good in that world, in my photographic world. Isn't that the answer? I'm interested in photography, that is why. How many degrees like these, or how many certificates have you gathered since the time when you were, when you were a small child, you remember? You will have piles of those letters, certificates, degrees and whatnot. And those who are working in the material world will understand that those degrees and that certificate has got zero value in the world. So with the zero value in the world, what is the point in doing something which is not even going to help you in any which way? So to focus in the spiritual, first try to get the certificate in spiritual. There is no certificate here in spiritual, I'm just joking. It means what? Just like you have the studies over there and you progress slowly on the path, like that, invest your time over here in reading some nice books. You may say, I want to become a Buddhist, monk or something like that later on. Yeah, you can read the Jatakas and all those kind of books that are there. Buddha has written, I think Buddha, not Buddha might not have written, but people who were connected with Buddha have written piles and piles of stories. You don't know, you just go to YouTube, you will find hundreds of them or thousands of them. You can see there, you can read those storybooks, you can learn certain amount of things from that. This shift in focus, where you get the me time, now once you have decided this is my me time, shut yourself off in a room, because you have to go to work the next day also. You can't go to the Himalayas or some such kind of place. Naturally, you will have to shut yourself in your own room and tell the people in the house not to disturb you for one clear hour. or half an hour, whatever that you are going to invest. And then do what? Practice. First, practice reading. Practice that reading time. You know, take a book, without skipping even a line, read it thoroughly. You know how people read? They'll read the top line, they'll read the middle line, and they'll read the last line and the last page. Yes, it's over. I know the whole story. No. Spiritual subjects are to be read in depth. So at least give that little time for the story. Then read about the sages, saints, gods, or whatever that you wish. There are so many in India. There are lots of Purans available. I am not asking you to go and buy Amar Chitra Katha books, okay? Please don't. And not especially there are those new great writers. Don't go and read their books because they are all fictional. That trilogy and this and that has come in the marketplace, which is called fictional books. Don't go and read those fictional books. And don't see those serials and stuff like that where they show, you know, different stuff which Hanumanji or even Ganesha has never done in his life, by the way. Don't do that. You are wasting your time and your money over there. Read scriptures. If you don't understand Sanskrit, English, or in your mother tongue, there must be people who have translated a lot of scriptures or these Puranas. Let us start with the Puranas. Puranas are very beautiful stories, let me tell you. You can go and join some satsangs if you want to online. You can go in your nearby areas and there will be some Babaji somewhere giving talks. Go and meet those fellows. See, you want to be in spiritual, that's why I'm telling you. That 1 hour I told you, no, that is what. Okay, you have taken on me time, like that. So focus and accelerate like that. After you finish with the storybooks, the Puranas, finish means you will not finish, by the way. Then take up serious subjects. But now you are ready to find a guru. See, understand one thing. The guru is that, you know, it's like that admission in IITs or something like that. Okay. He will find you because you have got that thirst, no, for knowledge in spiritual, so naturally he comes searching for you. How many of you have read books about some Babaji's and saints and this and that? You understand, in all these story books you will find something very strange. When he was 8 years old, some Baba came to the house. And then he blessed him and put one tikka over here, or they found him in the garden. You have heard about these stories or no? Very beautiful stories to hear. Yeah, don't worry, if you are like that fellow, then some Baba is going to find you, some sadhu or whoever he might be, or some great guru will find you also. So finding the guru is important. Either it is from your side or from his side. If you are going from your side, don't say I found you, you know. Never say these words. Because that is not to be done. Just allow him that much amount of credit to say, okay, you found me, alright. I'll grant you so much. So okay, the guru finds you. Then the next step is very, very important. Don't go with your what you have been reading and say, you know what, I want to further my thing in this subject. Okay? So you have been reading some great books by some Western authors on Tantra. You know what their Tantra stands for actually. If you have read those books and all those things, that's a fantastic Tantra that you have learned. And don't go and ask your Guru, can you please teach me this Tantra? He'll tell you to get out. Unless and until he is that sneaky kind of a guru. Then he'll say, okay, you stay. You'll find these kind of guys in Goa and all this, you know. Haridwar also, Rishikesh also, they are filled with it. Filled with it. And they charge in dollar terms. They say 30 days you have to pay so many dollars and all that. They charge in dollar terms. Okay. So that's a different, he's not a guru. The guru finds you. Then the next step is ask him what to do. Don't try to teach him what you are supposed to. Ask him. He will guide you what you have to do. He will tell you, oh no, just take one book and write the name of Ram. If he says that, please write it. Because he knows best, the guru knows best what you are supposed to do. See, after all these things that you have done in your past of reading storybooks, this, that and all this, and finding that little time for yourself, and now that you have found the guru, don't show your ego or arrogance or anything like that. Just listen to what he says. He may just say, go say these prayers. That is all you got to do. Or he'll say, go get a bucket of water every day. Do that. I'm not joking. This is exactly how it is done. If you have seen 36 Chamber of Shaolin, you know what he is told to do, isn't it? So, it is like that. The guru knows best. He may tell you to not do anything at all. He'll say, cut vegetables, go. Do that. So, this is, now comes the momentum and velocity, sir. This is the place where the momentum and velocity comes. Because now you got one engine. You are the carriage behind, the dabba behind. Now you got one engine. Okay? Got a lot of horsepower there. He is going to take you ahead. Human beings on their own cannot have velocity or momentum anywhere. No way. You can go and try whatever you wish to. There is no velocity, there is no momentum. Spirituality is not a subject which can be studied like that. The engine is the guru. He will guide you. He will take you. He has got the entire plan mapped out for you. A secret over here. You may think that you have found him today. Today means now. No. He was waiting for you. The guru was waiting for you to come. So then he will say, okay, now you come. We will start where we left last time. Do you understand this? He is continuing from where you left the last time. You will say, last time? I am seeing this guy for the first time. No. All lifetimes. He has been with you. The only way you can find your guru is because you have met him in your last life. There is a very beautiful verse in the Bhagavad Gita. You see, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, we have always come together in all our lifetimes. And we have had lifetimes after lifetimes coming together. So I am the guru that you are seeking. Got it? So Arjuna and Krishna have always been together. Now let us try to analyze another question. If Krishna was there with him and Arjuna was there with him, Krishna is the super boss of everything, no? He's the highest guru. Why is it that his disciple didn't get moksha? See, the highest guru is teaching you. So, isn't it that self-realization should have come to Arjuna in at least one life of his? Koi to bhi life, some life of his. Why are they still continuing? This question you should ask. The answer is simple. You see, their story is a never-ending story. It's like a love story of all times. Krishna and Arjuna, even if both of them are realized, let us say, because the story continues, no? So, both of them will be coming next time also. It is not because they have not been able to get realization. It is because that is called the play. It is called Leela. Krishna loves his disciples so much. He calls him his friend also. So he says, we will be together in not only the past, but present and the future as well. So now, if you have established your relationship with your guru, please know this, that he has been your guru in your past life also. How many of you have read the Kriya Yogi Mahashay, you know, Larry Mahashay and all these people? Have you not read? Have you not learnt over there that the same guru is there in all your lives? So this is the answer. You people are like a team, you know. Captain and vice captain. Chalo, dono saath mein jaate hain. So both of you are going together. So this is the person who teaches you and takes you forward. So remember this. If he is telling you that you got to only read something or you just got to sit in one place, don't bother your head about it. Just do what he's telling you to do. Alright, so your momentum and all your thing will also come in.